We're not going to drag anybody out of the dorm room and say, come get tested. What we're trying to do as an institution and all the institutions in the state of Utah is to balance that mandate, that requirement, so that students don't push back on it. But this is something that will help us keep you in school. This will be something that decreases the spread.
Richard Williams is the president of Dixie State University. He says his school will receive 2,000 testing kits from the federal government and does not yet know when they will begin testing.
I'm thinking probably earliest will be after Thanksgiving break. Maybe if all the stars aligned, we could do that sooner.
In Cedar City, Southern Utah University officials are still working on all of the logistics for their weekly COVID-19 testing plan. And while the order only applies to students going to school in person, officials will be recommending faculty, staff, and students who are completing all of their classes online to still get tested. SUU has not yet received any COVID-19 test kits from the federal government and does not have a start date of when testing on campus will begin. At DSU, William says students will be offered incentives for weekly participation. Officials will also work to communicate that getting tested is a way to not only keep yourself safe, but contribute to the greater good.
I mean, that's what your generation is about, serving people, about being kind and sympathetic. And I think that's what we need to create on our campus.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Sydney Barreni.